Good morning, Dirk Bentley.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. How about you?
Oh, awesome. I'm just having some coffee, kind of getting going. You guys sound like you've had a little more coffee than I maybe have.
just a couple cups.
I'll try to catch up as soon as I can.
Rumor has it you're in Canada. How cold are you right now?
It's a little chilly out there. It definitely resets your bar for what you think is cold. You know, I just got back to Nashville for a couple of days off, and it was in the 20s, and I thought that was actually pretty warm. Because it's been like minus, it's just minus up here. I don't know how to, just, you know, I don't know to put a number behind that, but it's, you know, it's minus. It's below zero.
It's cold.
But it's beautiful country up here. I mean, there's a lot to do, and if you're into like some of the winter sports like hockey and curling, which we've kind of gotten into, and so there's plenty to do. Just you don't want to be outside for too long.
So we saw the video of you curling, doing the ice skating, everything. Is there anything that you're bad at? Seems like you just excel at everything.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Can you talk to me right before I walk on stage and help with my confidence? Kind of like, you know, just make me feel good before I walk out there instead of being scared.
She would love to do that for you.
Yeah.
I need like a hype woman to kind of get me, you know.
I got you covered.
Hyped up. Yeah, there's plenty. I think I'm pretty mediocre at everything, personally, but I do have a lot of hobbies and interests, and you know, it's all about living, all about getting out there and making the most of every day. And when you're in Canada, there's been years where I was up here and I never left the bus. Yeah, I just stayed inside and played video games until it was time for the show. And now that I've been doing this a little bit longer, and I try to get out as much as possible, and I'm up for anything. So I don't think I'm really great at anything, but I definitely am willing to try it.
Well, hey, we've been watching the Burning Man Tour on Ice video over and over, which I think is like the best video online right now. Did John Party just hate filming that? Because he looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. He was a total trooper on the whole thing. But, yeah, he can't skate at all. And I was worried he's going to take a wipe out and hit his head or something. But the fact he can't skate is kind of, to me, what makes the whole video. That's the funniest part, is seeing him trying to pretend like he can. And he has like one move he's able to do, and then that was it. So, definitely California country guy. He's got no skating in him. I don't know how I'm from Arizona, but I just picked it up when the Predators came to Nashville. Predators, our hockey team, came to Nashville. I just got into it. So again, one of those things I'm not very good at, but a lot of fun to be part of.
Oh, the video was awesome, and we were thinking, you know, when you come out to see us, we're at Citizens Business Bank Arena. We have a hockey team here. Can we do like half ice, half stage for you guys?
That'd be amazing. I mean, yeah, our fiddle player, Dan Hochhalter, there's some footage of him going around. He used to play with Gretchen Wilson, and she played some gig where the stage was set up kind of like that, you know, towards the back of the rink, and the ice was on the floor. He took a fiddle solo on skates, like skating around the ice, and it's maybe the corniest thing I've ever seen in my life. We have not let him live it down since we saw that. Again, we're willing to try whatever it takes to make the fans, you know, happy. We'll try anything. But no, we're excited to be out there, and I'll probably let the music be the music and the skating, the hockey be the hockey, and not try to combine the two. It could be dangerous.
Well, hey, we never got a chance to thank you for sending us some Desert Sun swag a couple months back. Now that you have your own clothing line, are you watching more Project Runway to get some ideas?
That is hilarious. It's funny. I just came home for a couple of days, and my family was on the couch watching the show. I don't watch a lot of TV. When I get home, like the last thing I want to do is sit down and watch TV. And they're all mad at me for not like wanting to watch Project Runway. I was like, let's go outside. You know, and they're like, it's 20 degrees. I'm like, that's actually warm compared to where I've been. I'm always wanting to be outside. But no, not watching much Project Runway. You know, the whole clothing line is just kind of based off of stuff I wear, which is just real, just, you know, it's stuff that you can wear on stage, and if you know, or you wear on the street, and it's just jeans and a lot of flannels and kind of beat up old T-shirts, and so no, the guys that do it do a great job, and it's made life on the road really easy because I just reach into a bag and oh, okay, guess I'm wearing this. I don't have to think about anything.
We'll talk about TV shows. Rumor has it you're in development for a new TV show on Fox. Can you give us any details on that?
Yeah, it's going to be like, you remember that show Cheers, of course, right?
Yeah.
It's a great show. This is like Nashville meets Cheers. It's like a Nashville version of Cheers. And so, you know, I love that idea of it, and I'm like an executive producer on it, so I don't have to be flying to L.A. every week, which is the key to everything. That's a hard city to get in and out of a lot.
You
have to kind of be living there, and I can't make that move. I got to be in Nashville. But so it's a chance to be part of television, but not actually have to make that commute. Hopefully we shoot some in Nashville, and about a bar with a lot of characters and musicians and washed up songwriters and scoundrels and the guy that's writing it, he writes on Modern Family. It's so funny just reading through the pilot. I mean, I'm just laughing out loud. And it's fun to see it in development. If it'll make it all the way, who knows? That's a tough thing. It's just because you get a network behind you doesn't mean it gets to go across the finish line. So we'll see. But I'm having a lot of fun working on it, and it's been a nice diversion from music.
Well, I want to know, when you come out here next month, are there plans to maybe look at some places out here to add another Whiskey Row? Because I really think we need one in SoCal.
You do. I know. I try to put them in places that I want to go visit. So somewhere in SoCal would be awesome. Denver, SoCal, that'd be like two more and I'd be done. Because I love Colorado and I love California, especially that part of the world down there. And if I could make that happen, it'd be pretty awesome. I know we looked at somewhere in San Diego one time, and I don't know what happened to that. And then, but yeah, that would be a great excuse to come out there more often, to come go check out the bar, make sure it's running well.
Well, we would love that. Can't wait to see you on Valentine's Day out at the Citizens Business Bank Arena. Thanks so much, Dirks.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Yeah, it'll be a good Valentine's Day. We're having so much fun this tour, and it'll be great to come down off out of Canada and come back to the States and show you all what we've been working on, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, we have warm weather, and we'll get you hyped.
Yeah, let's do it. I would love that.
Thanks,
all right, buddy,
Dirks.
Thanks.
I'll see you guys at the show. Please let me know if you're coming out. Love to see you all backstage and raise a few drinks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.